First couplets. Listen how this reed is complaining, how it tells of separations. Ever since they cut me from the reed bed, men and women, everybody has moaned in my scream. To narrate the longing, I want a bosom torn by separation. The one left away from his homeland searches for the reunion. I wept in every company, accompanied by the good and the bad ones. Everybody became my friend for his opinion. No one inquired into the secrets within me. My secret is not apart from my lament, but the ear and eye lack that light. The body is not hidden from the soul, nor the soul from the body, yet no one is permitted to see the soul. The sound of this reed is fire, not air. Whoever has not this fire, may he be vanished. It is the fire of love that fell into the reed. It is the enthusiasm of love that fell into the wine. The reed is the companion of the one who has been parted from a friend. It has torn our pitches. Its tone has torn our pitches. Whoever saw a poison and an antidote like the reed? Whoever saw a friend and a wishful one like the reed? The reed tells of the road covered with blood. It tells of Majnun's love stories. Confident of this thought is only unpercipient. The customer of the tongue is only the ear. In our grief, days become ill-timed. Days were accompanied by the burning fire. If days are gone, let them go. No fear. Do remain yourself. Oh, the one, none is as pure as you are. The one who is not a fish becomes sated with water. The day of the one who has no daily bread becomes long. The immature person does not understand the state of the mature. Therefore, words must be brief. Farewell. O son, break the chains and be free. For how long will you remain bonded to silver and gold? If you pour the sea into a pitcher, how much will it hold? Only a day's lot. The pitcher, in the eye of the covetous, never becomes full. If the oyster shell is not contented, it will not be filled with pearls. The one, whose garment is rent by a love, is totally purged of covetousness and defect. Oh, our love with beautiful adoration, be happy. Oh, the physician of all our ills. Oh, the remedy of our pride and vanity. Oh, our Plato and our Galen. The earthly body rose to heaven through love. The mountain danced and moved. O lover, love became the spirit of Mount Sinai. Sinai was enchanted. Moses fell in a swoon. Were I together with the lip of my friend, like the reed, I would tell what may be told. The one who is parted from someone who speaks his language becomes dumb, even though he has hundreds of songs. When the rose has gone and its garden is faded, you can no longer listen to the adventures of the nightingale. Everything is the beloved. The lover is a veil. The beloved is alive. The lover is dead. If love is not in love with the lover, he becomes like a bird with no wings. Alas for him. How can I be aware of my front and back if the light of my love is not in front or back of me? Love wants this word to spring out. How can the mirror not be reflective? Do you know why your mirror does not reflect? Because the rust is not cleaned from its face. There was a grocer and his parrot. It was a sweet-voiced, green, talkative parrot. it would watch the shop, make witty talk to all the traders. It talked like a human being. It was skilled in singing of parrots. It sprang, flew away from one corner to the other in the shop, spilled the bottles of rose oil. Its master came from home, sat in the shop, at ease, as the master does. He saw that the shop was full of oil and his suit was greasy. He hit the parrot on the head. Its head was made bald by this strike. The parrot lowered his voice for a few days. The grocer sighed in repentance. He was tearing out his beard and saying, "Alas, alas, the son of my blessing has entered under a cloud. Would that my hand had been broken at the moment when I struck the head of that sweet-tongued one." He was giving presents to every poor person so that his bird would speak again. After 3 days and nights, he was seated in his shop, confused, tearful, and in despair. He showed every kind of attractive thing in order to make it start speaking. A bareheaded Jalak, with a head hairless like the outside of a bowl and a basin, was passing by. At that moment, the parrot began to speak again. He addressed the dervish like a clever man. "Hey, bald one, for what reason did you mix up with the bald? Did you perhaps spill oil from the bottle?" People laughed at this inference, since the parrot deemed the dervish with the frock to be like itself. Even though Sher, the lion, and Shir, the milk, are similar in writing, do not compare the work of the holy men with that of yours. That is why the whole world has lost its way. Only a few people become aware of God's Abdal. They claim equality with the prophets. They suppose the holy men to be like themselves. Now, they have said, we are human beings and they are human beings. We and they are in bondage to sleep and food. Because of their blindness, they do not recognize that there is an infinite difference between them. Two different species of bee eat from the same place. But from one of them comes poison, from the other one comes honey. Two species of deer eat grass, drink water, from one of them comes dung, from the other one comes pure musk. Both reeds are grown in the same water source. One is empty, the other is full of sugar. Look at hundreds of thousands of such likeness. See the difference between them as a 70 years journey. The Caliph and Layla. The Caliph said to Layla, "Is that you? Did Majnun become miserable and lose conscience because of you? You are not superior to the other beauties." Layla said, "Hush, since you are not Majnun." The laughing pomegranate makes the garden laugh. Conversation with brave people makes you one of them. If you become a rock and marble, you will become a jewel when you reach the man of heart. Place the love of pure people in your spirit. Love only the nice hearts. Do not go to the neighborhood of despair. There is hope. Do not go towards darkness. There are suns. The heart pulls you to the neighborhood of the men of heart, whereas the body takes you into the prison of water and earth. Beware! Feed the heart with the one who is in accord with it. Go and ask for prosperity from the owner of it. Mercy. The end of every weeping is laughter. The one who predicts the end is a blessed servant of God. Wherever there is running water, there is greenery. Wherever there are tears, there is the divine mercy. Be moist-eyed like the moaning water wheel. Greenery may grow in the field of your soul. If you wish for tears, have mercy on the one who is weeping. If you desire mercy, show mercy to the weak. The tongue and the word. This tongue is like stone and iron. What springs from the tongue is like fire. Do not strike in vain stone and iron against each other, either for the sake of rumor or empty words. Because it is dark and everywhere is cotton field, how can sparks be amongst cotton? The community which fires the world, closing its eyes, is cruel. A single word destroys the whole world, turns dead foxes into lions. Spirits, in origin, are like the breath of the Messiah. Once they are wound, once ointment. If the veil were removed from the spirits, every word of the spirits would be like that of the Messiah. If you want to utter words like sugar, be patient. Do not eat this halva in passion. Patience is the blow of the clever people. Halva is the desire of children. Whoever shows patience has risen to heaven. Whoever eats halva falls down. The grammarian and the sailor. A grammarian boarded on a ship. This self-important person, turning to the sailor, said, "Have you ever studied grammar?" "No," replied the sailor. The grammarian said, "Half of your life has been vanished." The sailor's heart was broken with grief, but he remained silent at that time. The wind drew the ship into a whirlpool. The sailor said loudly to the grammarian, "Do you know how to swim? Tell me." The grammarian replied, "No, O delightful speaking, pretty-faced man." The sailor said, "O grammarian, all your life has been vanished because the ship is sinking in this whirlpool." To know one's downfall is needful, not to know grammar. If you know of the downfall, go into the water safely. The water of the sea places you on its head. If it is alive, how will it be saved? When you have died out of human attributes, the sea of secrets puts you on its head. The tattooing of the man of Qazim. Listen to this story from the narrator. According to the custom and traditions of Qazim, The tattoo is done without injury to the body, hand, and shoulders with the point of a needle. A man of Qazim went to a bath attendant. "Tattoo me. Draw a roaring lion." The talak said, "O wrestler, what figure shall I draw?" The man of Qazim said, "Make it a roaring lion." "My star is Leo. Draw a lion figure." "Try hard. Make the color of the tattoo shine boldly." The bath attendant, or talak, asked, "Where shall I tattoo you?" The man of Qazim said, "Draw that picture on my shoulder." As soon as the talak began to stick the needle in, the pain of it settled in his shoulder. The wrestler wailed, "Oh, superior person, you have killed me. What figure are you tattooing?" The talak said, "You have bade me to draw a lion." The man of Qazim asked, "What limb did you begin with?" The talak replied, "I started from the tail." The man of Qazim said, "Oh, my dear, leave the tail out." "My breath has been stopped by the lion's tail and its rump. The rump of it has strongly choked my windpipe." "O lion maker, let the lion be without a tail, because my heart has turned faint with the needle's wound." The man making the wound held another part without hesitation, without protection, and without mercy. The man of Qazim screamed, "Which of its parts is this?" The talak said, "Oh, good man, this is the ear." The man of Qazim said, "Oh, wise man, let it have no ears. Leave the ear out. Make the carpet short." He started to stick the needle in another part. The man of Qazim started moaning again. "Where is this part on your third spot?" The talak said, "My dear sir, this is the lion's belly." The man of Qazim said, "Let the lion have no belly. Pain has deepened. Stitch the needle briefly." The talak was surprised and remained in deep bewilderment. His finger remained between his teeth for a long time. The master, throwing the needle down to the ground, said, "Has this happened to anybody in the world? Whoever has seen a lion with no tail, no head, and no belly? God himself did not create such a lion." "Oh, brother, endure the pain of the needle in order to be saved from your bodily infidelity. Destiny, sky, and sun bow in worship to those who have been freed from self-existence. The sun and cloud obey the one in whose body the infidel itself has died. When his heart learned to light the candle, the sun cannot burn him. About the sun, depending on a particular time, God says, it turns aside from their cave. The thorn turns into complete beauty, like the rose, before the part that goes towards the whole. What is the meaning of showing great respect to God? To deem yourself despised and worthless? What is the meaning of learning the knowledge of God's unity? To burn yourself up in the presence of somebody? If you wish to shine like the day, burn up your night-like existence. Melt away your existence as copper does in the elixir, in the presence of the one who sustains existence. Stick to us, and I with both hands. All this ruin is because of dualism." Person knocking on the door of his friend. Somebody came knocking on his friend's door. His friend said, "Oh, trusty person, who are you?" "It is I," said he. The friend said, "Go away, this is not the right time. There is no place for a raw person at a table like this. Who else will ripen the raw person other than separation and the fire of grief? Who will save him from hypocrisy?" The pitiful person went away. He was burned with the sparks of fire during his separation from his friend in his journey for a year. The burned one was ripened, then turned black. He wandered again around his friend's house. He knocked on the door with 100 fears and manners so that no disgraceful word would escape from his lips. His friend called out, "Who is it?" he said. "It is you who is at the door, oh dear." His friend said, "You are like myself, oh eye. There is no place for two eyes in this house. The double end of thread will not fit with the needle. If you are single, come into this needle. The thread has a relation with the needle. The eye of the needle has no relation with the camel. How can the existence of the camel be found if not by ascetism and shears?" The deaf man visits his sick neighbor. A wise man said to the deaf man, "A neighbor of yours has become ill." The deaf man said to himself, "With my deaf ear, what can I understand from that young man's speech? Particularly as he is ill and his voice is weak. But there has to be gone. There is no help. When I see his lips moving, I compare him from my view. When I ask, 'Oh, my struggling friend, how are you?' he will say, 'I am fine,' or 'I am quite well.' I say, 'Thank God. What have you eaten?' He says, 'I have had sherbet or lentil soup.' I say, 'May you enjoy health and appetite. Who is with you?' He says, 'So and so.' I say, 'He has such a blessed foot. Since he has come, things will be better for you.' We had experienced the luck of his foot. Wherever he goes, his need is met." He prepared these comparative answers. This good man went to the ill man. "How are you?" he said. The patient said, "I am dead." The deaf man replied, "Thank God." The patient was hurt and annoyed. "What is this thanks for? Does he have ill will towards me?" The deaf man made a comparison and the fault was clarified. Then the deaf man asked him, "What have you eaten?" The patient replied, "Poison." The deaf man said, "Bon appetit." His wrath was increased. After that, the deaf man said, "Which one of the doctors is coming to cure you?" The patient replied, "Azrael is coming. Go away." The deaf man said, "His foot is very blessed. Be joyful." The deaf man went out happily and said, "Thanks to God, I took care of him in such a situation." The patient said, "He is the enemy of my life. We did not know that he was a source of such iniquity." The patient's mind was seeking every kind of evil thing to send him a notice. As if a person who has eaten bad food and who is about to vomit after his stomach is upside down. Overcoming one's anger is this: do not vomit. Thus you will receive sweet words in turn. The patient has been suffering in lack of patience. Where is this dog's owner, the lady prostitute? If I pour what he said on me, at him, in the meantime, the lion of my heart was asleep. Visiting a patient is to relieve the heart, but this is not a visit, but animosity. To see your enemy in illness is to relieve your ugly heart. Many people who lose their way through worship love acceptance of God's will and good deeds. In fact, it is the secret revolt. There are many blurrings in what you have supposed to be clear. The same for the deaf man who supposed he was doing good but was actually doing the opposite. He sat pleasantly. I attended him, accomplished the neighbor's duty. He made a fire in the patient's heart and burned himself. Beware of the fire you have lit. Certainly you have increased it in revolt.